Welcome back to Conversations with Carlisle. I'm your host, Jackson White, here with the coach of your Ben Davis Giants, Coach Carlisle.
Good afternoon, good people.
So, Coach, you guys played this past weekend in regionals, and as we all know now, the season is now over, but there's a lot of highs and a lot of lows. We're going to start looking at the first game of regionals, the Sweet 16, and you guys took on Mount Vernon and the Marauders. This was an extremely good game. This went back and forth really all game, and you guys ended up pulling out with the victory in a close fashion. What did you take from that game?
Man, first off, I thought that Coach Rose had those guys ready and prepared to go. But from our standpoint, we just didn't play well. We didn't make shots. We didn't look fluid. The ball kind of stuck at times, and I didn't really feel like we were at our best in that game. But to the kids, they stuck with it, and in a bad game, they found a way to get a win. So I thought that it was a well coached game on both parts, both ends, and I thought that the kids, they stepped up and played. Man, those twins are really tough, especially what's his name, Jerron, mm-hmm. Armand, the smaller one, the guard. He really made some big shots. He was able to get to his spots and be successful. But I thought that a number of guys played well, especially in the second half for us, that gave us the opportunity to win the game.
And one thing about this game versus Mount Vernon is there's a minute left. You guys are down. And this team doesn't collapse. They don't fold. You guys still came back and won this game 52-50. And it was just a big win. And then obviously we'll now switch to the game that happened at 8 o'clock, the regional championship at Southport. And sadly, you guys did not come out on the winning side of this. So you guys lost 72-57 versus Cathedral. It was a close game at half. And in the third quarter, Cathedral just decided to hit every shot. They really pulled away, and you guys could never really track it down.
Yeah, man, I thought that Tayshaun Comrie hit a big three to end the first half to put them up four. It was a one-point game. And I thought that gave them some good momentum going into halftime and starting the third quarter, where, man, I just really think we just didn't show up to play. Booker, a big fella for Cathedral, Xavier Booker, he did whatever he wanted to do in that game. He probably had probably his best high school basketball game of his career. And once that happened with Tayshaun Comrie getting into the paint, he was able to get around our guards and make plays for other people. They made a lot of shots. And we didn't. So from my standpoint, we just didn't play well either the first game nor the second. It's a bad day to have a bad day. But like I said, man, you know, after you reflect and sit back and think about all the good things that we were able to accomplish this year, this is all positive.
So, Coach, now we'll look over the whole season as a whole. You guys finished with a 22-7 record, much improved from last season. You guys finished 5-2 in the MIC, of course. You guys are sectional champions for the second straight time. And you guys last season lost in game one of regionals, and this time you won game one, you lost in game two, so at least you guys got better. This season was a season you guys started slow. You got really hot, on fire hot. Then you had a really down point, and then you started to peak at the right time. So just kind of take us through the season, how much the team has grown, and just talk about it.
And I think you hit it on the head. We started out 4-2 with some really, really good competition off the bat. Fishers and Zionsville to start the season off. Both of those teams were top 10, and eventually number one, number two. Mm-hmm. During the season. So we started off 0-2, which is definitely a down point for us. Then we ran off 11 straight, which really a few plays away from being, I think, if we win that county tournament, then we win the rest of these games. You know, coming down mm-hmm. the stretch, we don't lose to Decatur Central the game after the county, and then we have confidence going into these other games as far as Carmel and LN. I just think it changes it a little bit. I thought that that was a defining moment in our season where we were up, I think, 19 in the first half against North Central. It's kind of let up off the gas. Mm-hmm. Started to smell ourselves a little bit. falling to the pats on the back as opposed to the continuing to work the way that we had been working to get to that point. But those moments are needed. I think that a lot of the things that we went through, especially early, and then after that, after those few losses in a row and kind of the roller coaster in the middle of the season, middle towards the end of the season, it helped us to start to win those games towards the end of the year. I thought it was great growing experiences for these guys, especially the guys that haven't been put in those situations before, you know. So I thought that the team showed great growth over the season. I thought that some guys showed great growth. Now that the season is over, as you look back, Zane Doughty, he was, and Sheridan Sharp were both all Mick players. And both of those guys were also all counties. Zane was first team, Sheridan was second team. And we were able to get a third, the only team in Marion County to have three guys on that all-county team. KJ Windham was on the third team. So, you know, when you kind of look back, hopefully we'll have some all-state guys, and hopefully, you know, I'm going to push for some junior all-stars out of this group. I think that they've proved that they deserve it, mm-hmm. at least to be mentioned in that group. Yeah, but I really do believe that they deserve that those accolades. So as we look back over the season, man, I thought that it was extreme growth from the beginning to the end. And I'm proud of the guys, proud of the coaching staff for, you know, going through the highs and the lows and not imploding. So it's a testament to us, man. We have majority the meat of our team coming back. We lose a lot of senior leadership with Kenny Troutman, Teon Spates, Jaquel Weathers, and Raheem Twyman. And, you know, Sean Footman had a lot to do with that too as well. But we do return back a lot. If you guys were to look at, you know, our team versus the rest of the state, I think that it would be safe to say that we should be a highly rated team coming back next year. As long as we, you know, keep progressing and doing the things that we need to do on our end, I think that you'll see continued success from this group.
So, like you mentioned, a few seniors going out, but mostly your guys' rotation is going to be returning in next season. This offseason, it's going to be a big one. Lots of guys going in either their junior or senior years. Mm-hmm. So, this offseason is probably the biggest for you as a head coach, you could say, because everyone practically from the main rotation besides a few players are coming back. So what do you guys expect to do this offseason? And obviously, since some players are senior graduating, other players are going to have to step up. Do you know anyone who could be in that spot next season, or is it too early to tell?
Man, we had a lot of success. The JV team went undefeated. There were some guys, Mark White, mm-hmm. Mark Zachary, who started a lot of games for us towards the end of the year. You know, KJ Windham will be back as a junior, Sheridan Sharp, Clay Butler, Jesse Ferris, Zane Doughty, and Sean Arnold. And you also got to look at Jameer Carnell, Ramon Ennis. Those guys, man, they really did a good job. Mike Searcy, Justin Harrington, those guys did a really good job. And they'll have to battle their way, you know. One thing about us is we'll have a lot of talent, and we'll have a big problem, you know, a good problem to have, but it still is a problem. We're trying to find and make sure everyone gets, you know, ample enough opportunity to try to prove themselves and be able to gain playing time. So, yeah, it'll be a huge, huge summer for us again in the weight room. I thought that our attention to detail to that over this, from this past summer to now, was one of the good, big reasons why we made a step in a positive direction. If we can at least duplicate that with this group again, man, I think you'll see an even bigger jump. And like you said, we've been steadily progressing. Three out of the last 4 years, we won our sectional since I've been here, and we've had huge success. So the next step is for us to win the championship. We've been runners up. We won our sectional, like I said, three out of the last four, and we lost in the first game in the regional last year, and we made it to the championship this year. So naturally, the next progression is to to get over the hump, get over the regional hump, and go get a championship. So that'll be our focus, especially through the spring and the summer and the preseason, just to make sure that we don't focus on the loss, but use the pain of not finishing your goal to push us towards the new goal, which will be to be cutting down the nets in Gainbridge next year.
And, Coach, obviously it's going to be a big offseason, like I mentioned. Anything you guys are going to really try to preach and work on them in the offseason?
Man, I think it's about consistency. This group, as talented as they are, they're a little immature as far as they don't really know how to work. They think they're working hard, but they don't really know what that looks like as far as, like, being consistent throughout a long stretch, and just being the hunt and being the hunted. I thought this group did a really good job when people wasn't patting them on their back and people wasn't telling them how good they were before the 11-game win streak. Like I told them, we never was top 10 until we lost to North Central. We was beating people and beating them handily. They were ranked a lot higher than us, and they never couldn't crack the top 10 until we lost. And once that happened, I think that's where the inconsistency kind of started to rear its ugly head for us. So, man, we just got to learn and grow and mature in a space where no matter what, it depends on it shouldn't depend on what other people are saying. Just how you feel about yourself is really us against us, not necessarily who or what someone else thinks about the group. So for me, I would want that to be a focus for them to make sure to understand that we're competing against ourselves, not what Indy Star or AP poll are saying about the players on our team.
So, Coach, you guys finished 22-7 on the year. Much improved from last season, and hopefully next season even more improved. You guys are the Sectional 11 champions for the second straight year. And you just got to run this thing back before we end it for the final time in the 2021-2022 year. Coach, final thoughts.
Man, I appreciate everybody was able to come out and support us this year. It doesn't go unnoticed. We expect and would love that your continued support over the summer and spring and summer as we continue to move towards that championship pedigree that Ben Davis is known for. So go Giants.
There we go. Go Giants. That's going to wrap up this season. Once again, Coach, thank you for joining us.